Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up and glorify your name, Father God. Oh, God, on tonight, we want to give you all the salutations, God, and all the accolades, Lord God. We want to give you, Lord God, everything that's due to you, Father God. Lord, we reverence you on tonight, God, and we want to let you know before we go any further and do anything else to tell you, Lord, that we love you, God. That we love you, Lord God, with all of us, Father God, because, Lord God, without you, we are nothing, God. We know that we would not be even be here in existence today if it had not been for you, God, and what you did for us, Lord God. First and foremost, God, you gave your only son for us, Lord God. He died on the cross on Calvary, God. He shed his blood for us and the stripes on his back that we may be healed, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God. You gave your son, Lord God, it all may be finished, Lord God, because until the very end, Lord God. And when he gave up the ghost, Lord God, he said it is finished. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that in and everything in our lives, Lord God, will come to a place of completion, Lord God, in your word. It tells us that, Father God, that you won't just complete, but you are faithful, Lord God, to complete the work that you have begun. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we'll be forever grateful to you, Lord God, and thank you for all that you have done for us, God. We can't repay you, Father God, for what you have done for us, Lord God. We are forever indebted to you, Father God, because you gave your only son, Father God, that we can be debt-free, Father God. You gave your son for us, Father God, that we can be free from it all, Father God, from sadness, from shame, from guilt, Father God. Freedom, Father God, from forgiveness, God, sadness and depression, Father God. Healing, Father God, and freedom from brokenheartedness, God, sadness and despair, Father God. Freedom from it all, we just want to say thank you. Even death, Lord God, we just want to tell you thank you on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we cannot tell you enough how grateful that we are for what you did for us, Lord God. We believe in what your son did for us on the cross, Lord God, that we may be free, Lord God. We know that we are no longer, Father God, having to be a place of a bondage and entrapment and captivity, Father God, and enslaved, Father God. He died, Lord God, that the captives may be made free. And we want to say you thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you on tonight, God, that we can be free from it all, Lord God, that we can be loose from all the shackles and the chains, God, that we, Father God, don't have to be in that place of imprisonment, God, even to the very thoughts within our mind, Lord God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, because you did that just for us, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you one today. We thank you, Lord God, that we not only have access, Lord God, to freedom, but to know that victory belongs to us, Lord God. We want to tell you thank you on tonight, Father God, for victory in every area of our life, Lord God. Even yet, Lord God, we may not be able to see, Lord God, that victorious end. We already know, Lord God, that it is ours, Lord God, because you say you got an expected end for us, God. A plan for us, Lord, that is a good and not of evil. We want to tell you that we appreciate you, Father God, for reshaping our minds to come into the place of knowing, Lord God, that it belongs to us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, because the lie says, Father God, that we can't win, Lord God. It is not ours, Lord God, but your word, your truth, Lord God, that makes us free. It tells us, Lord God, that we are victorious, that we are more than conquerors, that we are mindful of pulling down the strongholds, Lord. We want to say thank you, Father God, for allowing your word, your truth, to make us free, Father God, no matter what we see, God, no matter what we hear, God, no matter what it looks like, God, no matter what anybody else may try to persuade us opposite of. Thank you, Father God, for helping us to become more grounded, more rooted, Lord God, more anchored in you, God. And you are the truth, and we want to say a thank you, Father God, for bringing us to that light, Lord God, that we are enlightened in you. We just bless you on tonight, Lord God, and thank you for continuously, God, being that pillar of light, Lord God, that guides us through this dark and evil and wickedness in this world on today, Father God, that we may continue to go through, Lord God. We just want to say thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father God. Lord, we owe it all to you, Father God. And tonight we come before you, Lord God, to give you, Lord God, what's due to you, Father God. We just want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, because it's not just a great thing, but it's a wonderful thing that you have done for us, Lord God. You think of us that much, Lord God. You see us in that much value, Lord God, that much worth, Lord God, that you did
what you did for us. We want to tell you we appreciate it, God, and we thank you, Lord God, because we know if nothing else, God, that we are loved by you, God. If nothing else, God, we are considered by you, Lord God. If nothing else, God, you are thinking of us, Lord God, and we thank you for always having us on your mind, God, always being concerned about us, God, always seeing about us, God, even in spite of us being us, we want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for changing and shifting some things inside of us, Lord God, as you turn some things around in our lives, God, preparing us, God, that we can receive everything that you have for us, God, making us ready. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for even allowing patience to have a perfect work, Father God, that we will be entire and lacking nothing, Father God. We want to say thank you, Lord God. You were that thoughtful of us, God. That's why you gave Jesus, Lord God, that we won't have to miss anything, Lord God. We want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. And we give you all the glory, the praise, and all the honor, for honor, Lord. We want to let you know on tonight that we love you, we appreciate you, Lord God, and we are truly grateful to you, God, and we thank you, Father God, for your graciousness towards us and giving us grace and mercy and gratitude, Lord God. We want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you think of us so much, Lord God, that you want to continue to make sure we're in that place of peace. We thank you, Father God, for exposing it and everything that puts us in that place, God, when we're not in a place of peace and stillness, Lord God. We can find that rest in you, Lord God. You are the one that calms our storms, God. You are the one, Lord God, that drowns out all the noise, Lord God, and we don't hear anything, nothing else, God, but the sound of your voice, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the sweet sound of your voice, Lord God, that lifts us up, Lord God, that helps us, God, to refocus and recenter, Lord God, and be stabilized and stand on solid ground, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God, for being our good shepherd, Lord God, and seeing about your sheep, God, and continuously, Lord God, guiding and protecting your flock, Lord God, even leaving, Lord God, the 99 for that one, Lord God. God, you're so concerned about us, Lord, and I ask for tonight you'll touch your people, Lord God, and they, Lord God, would get it in their hearts and their minds that you are concerned about, God, that you ain't throw them out, Father God. You didn't shut them to the side, and neither did you stop talking to them, God, but we have to keep our hearts open and our ears open and our minds. We have to invite you in and welcome you and allow you, Lord God, to come in, because your word says to abide in you and you'll abide in us, God. So God, I'm asking that you would touch your people on today, God, and they will remove the restrictions off of, Lord God, of letting you in, Father God. They would not be in a place of shame or embarrassment, God, or condemnation, thinking and believing, Lord God, that you don't want them, that you don't care, you're not concerned about it, because you are, God. Because if you didn't, you would have never did what you did when you sent your son to Calvary, God, just for us, Lord God. You went and did that just for us. Each and every one of us, God, has an opportunity, has access, Lord God. You said it's available to us all, God. So touch us on today, God. And we just want to say thank you on today, Father God, for your love drawing us close and drawing us near, Father God. God, touch your people, God. May they not reject your love, God, because your love comes even in chastisement and correction and rebuke, Father God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for the rebuke, for the rebuke. The rebuke, the chastising, and the correction, Lord God, because we want to be, Father God, in your will. We want to be in right standing and aligned with you, Lord God, that we may be able, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to grow closer to you, Father God, draw near to you, Father God, go higher in you, God, whatever it is that you have in store for us. We want to be able, Lord God, to accept and receive it, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, God, for removing everything that's not like you. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a heart, Lord God, that desires, Lord God, nevertheless, your will, not ours, God, because you know what is best for us, Lord God. Lord God, we don't have to even be concerned about what's next, Lord God, because you already foretold us in the beginning what it was going to be, Lord God. And all we have to do is simply just trust you, Lord God. So tonight, Lord God, touch us all, Lord God, and may we continue, Lord God, to keep our eyes stayed on the prize, God. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God, and believe in those things that we have not yet seen, because if you've spoken, Lord God, then it is so, God. Your word is yes and amen, Father God. Your truth, Lord God, it does not change, Lord God. We just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. God, touch your people, Lord. May they have a heart of surrenderance, God. May they have a heart of submission, Father God. May they come bow humbly before your throne, God, and asking you to lead them and guide them and show them the way, God. May they ask your forgiveness, God, for even doing it our own way, God, when we thought that our way was better, Father God. We knew what's best, God, but your word, it tells us that you're all wise and you're all knowing, Lord God. So, Father God, as we surrender our and submit unto you, Lord God, our will and our way and even our plan, Father God, We ask you, Lord God, and we invite you in to continue to show us the way. Continue to give us the strategy, Lord God. And continue, Father God, to help us continue to stay in alignment with you, Lord God. God, touch us on tonight, Father God, as we open up to you, Father God. We submit our will to you, Father God, because we wanted your way, God. We tried the other ways, Lord, and nothing else worked, God. And we didn't get results, Lord God. And your word taught us, Lord God, that not to look for results, God, that's forcing it, God, but to, Father God, to press, Lord God, and to be in expectation, Lord God. So today, Lord God, as we put it all to the side, our pride, our plan, our will, Lord God, what we thought it should be, hope it could be, Lord God. And Lord God, we open up our hearts to accept, Lord God, your plan, your will, your way, your direction, and your guidance to continue, Lord God, to take us the way that we want, that you want us to go, Lord God. We yoke ourselves with you, Father God, because you said your yoke is easy and your burden is a light, Lord God. God, we continue, Lord God, to follow you, Father God, because we know that you are not leading us astray, Father God, but you have our best interests and our best intentions at hand, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for everything that you're in the midst of doing. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for working behind the scenes on our behalf. Thank you on tonight, God, for already working that thing out, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to work some things out of us, God, that we, Lord God, will be prepared to receive what you have for us, God. God, continue to work those things out in us, God, that we have everything that we need so we can receive it, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to order our steps and direct our paths. Continue, Lord God, to be our light and our lamp, Lord God, because you know the way, God, as we continue to keep our eyes stayed on you and follow you, God, because you're the only way. Your word tells us that, God, you are the way, the truth, and the light. So touch your people on today, God, and may they not continue to try to do it their own way, God. Because that's the only way to do it. If we do it any other way, God, your word says we are a robber and a thief, Lord God. So even in spite of, God, who else may not be, may we continue to choose, Lord God, to do it the way that you want us to do, God, because we call ourselves yours, that we must continue to do it the way that you asked of us to do it, Lord God. Touch your people on tonight, Lord God. Help them not to be in a place of confusion and confliction, Lord God. Or simply, Lord God, stand and not even try to make a move, Father God. Let them come to you and ask you, Lord God, which direction to go, Father God. Even if they feel like, Lord God, they have fallen in the wrong direction, Lord God. Your word says a just man, Father God, may fall 7 times, but he is not cast out. Let him get back up and try again, because you give us brand new graces and mercy each and every day that we can be. Begin again, start fresh and start new, Lord God. So let us do as your word calls for us to do, God. Let us repent, let us turn, Lord God. Let us humble ourselves, Lord God. Let us ask you, what must we do to be saved, Father God? Let's confess our sins and our faults to you and to one another, that we can pray for one another on today, Lord God. Touch your people, Lord God. Let them not allow themselves to stay in that place, Lord God, that you don't want them to be, Lord God, but to be in that place that you want them to be, Lord God. And we just want to take a thank you, Lord God. God, we stand in the gap on tonight. We're asking that you will help your people on today, God. Help us today, Father God. Help those, Lord God, that you put before our face to be called out by name, Lord God. Touch our loved ones on tonight, Father God, that we uplift before you each and every day and call out by name, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will come into a place of repentance and ask them what must they do to be saved, God, that they will have a desire in their heart, God, to want to run after you, God, a desire, Lord God, to want, Lord God, to be in your will, to do it your way, Father God, that they may have life and have it more abundantly as well, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for their life and abundance, God, not just stuff, God, but we talk about the peace, God, we talk about being able, Lord God, to rejoice in all things, God, even in our trials and our tests and our tribulations and circumstances, God, because we know that it is all necessary, God, and it's intention and purpose for your purpose, God, and you have a plan for it, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to heal us, Lord God, from the inside out, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to help your people to get past some things and remove some things from their mindsets, from their past, God, and they may continue to press forward, Lord God, because your word tells us to press forward towards the mark of the high calling, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, we are going to continue, Lord God, to leave the past in the past, Lord God. Whether it was yesterday, 2 days ago, a week ago, months ago, or years ago, even to our childhood, God, continue to help your people to get past some things, Lord God, that will not restrict them from entering into their new, or going into the new, God, still dragging old things behind them, God, and they cannot enjoy the blessings, God, that you have for them, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, because we know that you're able, God. We know that you are capable, God. We know, Lord God, that you can do all things and see them before we can ask, think, or even imagine. Regulating the minds, God. Changing and transforming the hearts, Lord God. God, we want to say thank you because you said you're going to do a new thing. And we thank you for the new things that you're doing in our lives in every area, Lord God, because nobody else, Lord God, can make it new like you do, God. We thank you, Lord God. It don't have to be trashed and thrown away, but you are the potter, Lord God, that knows how to reshape it, remake it, God. And make it new, Lord. We just bless you, Lord. We bless you on tonight, God. Thank you for making us new, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for working that thing out in us and working that thing in us that needed to be worked, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God. That we can continue to be pleasing in your sight, Lord God. We just thank you on tonight, God. God, continue to be in our midst, to be in our presence as we come together in fellowship and love and unison on tonight, God. You know what each and every one of us needs, Lord God. Those who are here, Lord God, those who are on the way, those who need to come and won't, Lord God. I'm asking, Father God, that nobody will leave the same way that they came, Lord God, but they will come and give you everything that they need to give you on tonight, God, that you may continue to work some things out for them. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. God, continue to build up your men, women. Continue to build up your men, Lord God. Continue to build up your children, Lord God. They may continue, Lord God, to take their rightful places in the building of the kingdom, Lord God. Holding up a standard for you, Lord God. Leading another to Christ, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. And we pray and ask these things, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.